Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Sintons. I'm joined again today by my colleague Lewis McEwen, who is a solicitor in the corporate team here at Sintons. And our podcast today, which is episode 7 of our Understanding Corporate Law podcast series, also forms part 2 of setting up a limited company. So without any further ado, I'm going to pass you straight over to Lewis. Lewis, good morning and over to you.
Thanks again, David. So following on from part 1, I talked about company incorporation. This podcast will be a bit shorter and delve more into what happens post-incorporation, specifically director responsibilities, filings with Companies House, share classifications and shareholder agreements. So, director responsibilities. A director has a few general principles they have to follow while acting for a company. So, they must act in the interests of the company, act within powers granted in the articles and shareholders' agreements, if that's applicable. They must exercise reasonable care, skill, and diligence, as well as have an independent judgment. They must avoid conflicts of interests and declare any interests they have. They must not accept third-party benefits, and they must ensure necessary filings are made. A failure to do any of these things can lead to certain penalties. For example, there can be fines, there can be disqualifications from acting as a director of any company, and these sort of disqualifications can last between 2 to 15 years. And in some instances, there can be criminal convictions for things like fraud. So as one of the responsibilities of a director is to ensure all necessary filings are made, a company must file a few things at Companies House, and this responsibility lies with the directors. So they must file annual company accounts, they must file annual confirmation statements, and this replaced the annual return that used to be. And they must also file any changes to the company as required by the Companies Act. This can be changes of directors, changes of addresses, changes of the company's name, allotment of new shares, and any resolutions of the company that required more than 75% approval from the shareholders, also known as a special resolution. If you do not file that one I previously mentioned there, particularly in relation to the late filing of the annual company accounts, Companies House can impose a late filing penalty on the company. Moving on, a company can, subject to their articles, create different classes of shares. You may want to do this to create new classes of shares, which each have different rights imposed upon them. Different share classes can provide shareholders with different voting rights, depending on what kind of shares they hold. It can allow different dividends to be declared, depending on the class that they hold. They can provide for different capital distributions and provide different rights of redemption. Again, all depending on the different types of classes that each shareholder holds. I will note that future podcasts will be recorded that go into more detail on share rights and growth shares. So I'll leave it brief for now. As I've mentioned before, there are things called shareholder agreements. These are where shareholders can enter into separate agreements that sit beside the articles and governs the relationship between the shareholders. Typical provisions in a shareholder's agreements are a list of reserved matters. For example, this can be where requiring a certain percentage of shareholder approval is needed for some certain actions. Another popular provision, another typical provision, is some sort of confidentiality requirement, as well as restrictions on information rights. Shareholder agreements can be more bespoke, and as I've said, they sit alongside the articles and help govern the shareholders themselves. So in conclusion, if you are setting up a limited company and would like assistance with anything discussed in this podcast or part one of the podcast, then please do not hesitate to get in touch. Similarly, if you already own or are a director of a limited company and need any company advice, please feel free to contact us. My colleague David will give you the best contact details to get us on. Thank you very much for listening to this. Goodbye.
Thank you, Lewis. Enjoyed listening to that. Very quickly for me, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And that includes all episodes of our Understanding Corporate Law podcast series. And you can also follow the corporate team on Twitter at SintonsCoCo, which is at SintonsCoCo. Contact details. Should you wish to discuss anything Lewis has raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with him or a member of the team. Lewis can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email lewis.mcewen@sintons.co.uk. Episode 8 will be with you in about 2 to 3 weeks' time. We look forward to speaking to you again. Thanks once again for everybody that is tuning in to these sessions. We generally do appreciate it. And we are so pleased that they continue to add value to you and you continue to send in your suggestions and your questions. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll speak to you then.